Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I suppose you can't help but notice all over the news tonight is a very, very sad memorial on tonight for the 22 people, or 21 people who died in El Paso and 9 in Ohio. And, you know, Donald Trump has said hate has no place in the United States after two mass shootings left 31 people in total dead over the weekend, and possibly more will die as well because many others were injured, but also blamed mental health. He also blamed video games, etc., etc. President Trump has condemned the hatred and white supremacy in a public address following the mass shootings that left all 31 people dead. He called for mental health gun control reforms, the death penalty for those who commit mass murder, and more bipartisan cooperation over gun laws. And mental illness, he said that mental illness and hate pull the trigger, not the gun. Mr. Trump said, speaking at the White House yesterday, he did not express support for gun control measures proposed in Congress. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry and white supremacy, said Mr. Trump on Monday. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. And his comments, as I said, came shortly after the suspect of the El Paso, Texas shooting was charged with capital murder. El Paso police also confirmed on Monday that two more victims died in hospital, raising the total, to 22. And the president outlined a number of policies, including more cooperation between government agencies and social media companies, changes to mental health laws, as well as ending the glorification of violence in American culture. And the president criticized the internet and gruesome video games for promoting violence in society. He said it's too easy for troubled youths to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence. He said we must stop or substantially reduce this, and it has to begin immediately. A report released by the American Psychological Association in 2013 linked aggression of violent video games and that it was a factor in the increased aggression in young adolescents. And the research demonstrated a consistent relation between violent video games and the use of and increases in aggressive behaviour. Aggressive conditions, aggressive effect, and decreases the pro-social behaviour, empathy and sensitivity to aggression. So in other words, people, or young people who played violent video games, according to the report, were less empathetic, they were more aggressive, they were desensitized to death, maybe in violence. It also said as well that it is an accumulation of risk factors that tends to lead to aggressive behavior or violent behavior, and the research reviewed demonstrates that the violent video game use is one such risk factor. Now, loads or large numbers of academics said that they felt the methodology in that particular research was deeply flawed, as a significant part of the material included in the study had not been subjected to peer review. But I don't know if you believe it's violent video games or what you believe is causing these mass shootings. Now, look, it was really easy for the detractors of Donald Trump today to come out and blame Donald Trump, because this kid who did this, and I say kid because he was 19 when he started posting videos of himself using the N-word and using all other sorts of words of hatred and racism. I mean, he's a kid. He's 21 years of age. He's clearly mentally disturbed, and he's clearly a racist. Donald Trump didn't create him. And the idea today that people can come out and blame Donald Trump for what happened, considering when you look back at America, for example, and, well, let's say the gun laws, for example, that's the obvious there. The amount of guns in the United States is just unprecedented. The US has the highest per capita gun ownership in the world, with 120.5 firearms per 100 people. That's the second highest. Or should I say the highest? The next closest to that, sorry, would be Yemen, with 52.8 firearms per 100 people. So twice as many as Yemen. Now, that has a huge role to play in the problem. The idea again of blaming Donald Trump is ridiculous, because after all, Donald Trump wasn't the president when the majority of mass shootings in America started and happened. And Gun Violence Archive frequently cited by the press that they define what they call a mass shooting. And before we talk about mass shootings, let's define what they class as a mass shooting. They define a mass shooting as, violence resulting in the death of four people being shot by a firearm at the same time, in the same location, excluding the perpetrator. Using this definition, there have been 2,128 mass shootings since 2013. That's roughly one per day. That's ridiculous. The United States has had more mass shootings than any other country in the world. Shooters generally either die by suicide afterwards or were restrained or killed by law enforcement officers. And studies indicate that the rate at which public mass shootings occur has tripled since 2011. Donald Trump wasn't the president in 2011. Most of these shootings happen for the same reason. Somebody's mentally disturbed, somebody's a racist, somebody's a homophobe. Whatever it happens to be, they have a motive. In their own head, they have a motive. Religion, whatever the motive happens to be. And in recent years, the number of public mass shootings has increased substantially, although there have been approximately a 50% decrease in firearm homicides in America, which is interesting. So they have a 50% drop in murder and homicide, but an huge increase in mass shootings. And that's because, well, they put it down to the reason, the police have become better at detecting, I suppose, somebody who's potentially going to kill somebody else. And also because people will get life in jail for murder. But the reason that they will kill many people is because they figure if they're going to go to jail for murder and go to jail for life, they might as well take as many people with them as possible. The decrease in firearm homicides has also been attributed to better policing and better economy. In other words, people are doing better. But let's look at the reasons that the experts give for mass shootings. And Derek, I'm going to be with you in a second. Higher accessibility to gun ownership, obviously. Mental illness and its treatment or lack of, and with psychiatric drugs. Drugs are a common factor. Most shooters are young men, and many of them are diagnosed using Ritalin. Many of the older ones might be on Prozac or cocaine. That's certainly a factor and has been a factor all along. Some experts have suggested the increase in single-parent families and broken homes, which in turn can cause mental health problems for teenagers and also economic disadvantage. The desire to seek revenge for a long history of being maybe bullied in school. In recent years, citizens calling themselves targeted individuals have cited adult bullying campaigns as the reason for their deadly violence. In other words, in a modern world, a modern society, we're creating victims in many different ways through race, sexual orientation, economic status, etc. And many kids are raised with resentment and they're oversensitive and they feel victimized by society because we're telling them they're victims. The next one is a widespread chronic gap between people's expectations in life and what they actually achieve. And that's a very logical one. When I was a kid, you were told to do the best you can in life. Nowadays, we're promising kids the world. They see the Mark Zuckerbergs. They see all these people who are rich and really famous and people who have succeeded really well in this technological age where there's so many capitalists and so many rich people. And they want to be the same. But they never achieve that because only few will achieve that. So they see themselves as failures. And they blame society for it. The desire for fame and notoriety. Also, mass shooters learn from, I suppose, one another through media contagion that mass shooters get coverage on national television stations. There's the copycat phenomenon. Today was most likely what they call the copycat phenomenon. This guy, today, 21 years of age, was a big fan of the guy who killed Muslims in Christchurch. On his YouTube channel, he went on about it all the time. He was a big fan. He thought it was the most wonderful thing he's ever seen. So most likely this was a copycat. The failure of government to do background checks on individuals when they get guns because of a shortage of staff and a lack of incomplete databases. These are all the reasons the experts say that America has approximately every single day one mass shooting. Now, we can go on about the bigger mass shootings, I suppose. And I'm sure we all know the biggest one. Well, the biggest one, by the way, was in Las Vegas. I'm sure we all remember that. It wasn't so long ago. And there was 58 people killed and hundreds were injured. The Orlando nightclub shooting, which was a homophobic attack, that one had 53 people, or 53 injured, so to say, 49 dead. Virginia, Sandy Hook, Sutherland, Luby's, El Paso is actually number 7, which is only over the weekend as number 7. All right, so I want to ask you tonight what you think. What do you think is causing it? Is it the gun laws? Is it violent video games? Is it the movies? Is it the way we're raising children? What is causing Americans in particular, more so than anywhere else in the world, to shoot each other? What's causing it? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Would changing the constitutional amendment and the right to bear arms, Would removing that make a difference? Would that stop people going into Walmart or going into a nightclub or shooting from the top of a hotel in Las Vegas? Would it stop it? I don't know. What do you think? The availability of guns. 087-188-0008. Derek, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Derek?
How are you doing?
Derek, I said a lot there, I know. But, I mean, what do you think is the problem?
I think you said it. It's young men. It's this latent aggression that has become a problem over the last 20 years. It wasn't around when I was young, in my 40s. And in America, particularly because guns are so available in a supermarket, you have access to take out your aggression on people. Mm-hmm. And then obviously to get that notoriety, you might feel you're living in your mother's basement. You're a no-hoper. If I go down the road and shoot 10 people, everybody's going to know me.
And what's causing that latent aggression, do you think?
I use YouTube. I watch music videos and football. A lot of people, young men particularly, are watching violence. They're watching these loopers that are given, be it left-wing, right-wing, religious nut jobs. Mm-hmm. And they're feeding off this, and they're in this echo chamber they all seem to live on now online. And instead of talking, they bottle it all up, and they say, God, look at this guy, he's brilliant. He put a video on him and went into a mosque or went into a shopping centre. So I do blame the internet for it. It's unfettered access to lunatics.
I mean, only just straight after that happened, you know, videos were going around immediately of this guy standing with a gun, shooting a pair of runners on the ground, saying that, you know, black people wear these runners, that's why I want to shoot them, and he's shooting them on the ground with a semi-automatic rifle. And, you know, and he uses quite disparaging language. So this kid has been doing this for the last 3 or 4 years, these videos, talking about shooting black people. You'd wonder, by the way, why the police hadn't arrested him before now. That's a whole other question, right? Because of freedom of speech and all that kind of carry on. But it's bizarre that he hadn't been arrested up to that point. But I do agree with you. I think video games, although the data isn't 100% sure on that, I believe they have a harmful effect. I don't believe a video game makes a guy go out and shoot a load of people, but I do believe it doesn't help because it desensitizes them to graphic violence and murder and death.
Well, I teach, and I hear the lads talking about Grand Theft Auto and Lineage. I don't know if it's Lineage or College Youth, whoever.
College Youth, yeah.
And they're going around banging, and they think this is great. Like, you don't see the effects that a gun would actually have.
And to the average person, it is great. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. It's just a video game. But to people who would be susceptible to violence, maybe, they can take that one step further to real life if they want to.
Because that desensitization to regards everything from sexuality to moral behaviour. We don't, you know, you go online, you can look at anything. And if you keep watching something, I think it can have an effect on you.
I was shocked to see, since 2013, I just kind of looked it up, I was just curious, 2,128 mass shootings since 2013 in America. That's one a day.
I think more people die in one day in America through guns than do in the UK for a whole year.
But what's surprising is there's been a 50% drop in homicide by firearm, right? Which means that these killers think, I'm not going to kill one person because I'm going to go to jail for life. The police are doing a good job at the moment. So that reduces the amount of people who will do a single act of violence. So, but what it does increase is the amount of people say, well, if I'm going to kill somebody, I might as well kill 20 while I'm at it because I'm going down.
And it's this notoriety. We live in a world like the Love Island generation, as I call them, that instead of working at something to become a radio DJ or a newsreader or a writer, they want it now. So they think, I'm going to... And if you are that desensitized, you could actually say, do you know what, I'm going to do it now.
But that was one of the reasons that the experts cite, which is this chronic gap between people's expectations and their actual achievements. In other words, they want to be famous, they want notoriety, they want to succeed, but unfortunately that happens to very few of us. And most of us just get on in life and just manage through life.
And if you look, London at the moment is riven with knife crime.
Yeah.
And they've banned combat knives and hunting knives, but you can get a weapon in your house and you can go out and stab somebody. And then you're a big name amongst your peer group.
Now, can you imagine if guns were a constitutional right in the United Kingdom? We would have the same problem.
We would have the same thing. We would have the same thing here if it was there.
Do you think so? Do you think culturally Irish people would go out and kill each other?
No. You see, people forget about America, and you were saying earlier on, they blame Trump, but when you read into it, this is a political issue.
This is the blaming Trump thing was nonsense today. I just, Trump is the go-to person to blame for everything.
Actually, look, it rains in the morning, we blame Donald Trump.
Well, absolutely. There's been mass shootings in America for the last 30 years. 25 years, certainly. And for all different reasons, be it race, homophobia, whatever it happens to be, there's been mass shootings. So this is not Donald. You can blame him for a lot of things, but you can't blame him for what happened over the weekend. Don't get me wrong. I understand at this particular moment of time, because of his language over the last few weeks in relation to, you know, the squad, for example, when he was telling people to go back to their own country. But that still doesn't encourage somebody to go out and shoot people.
No, it's a cultural thing in America to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
It goes right back to its founding days. There's been issues down with people being perceiving as being picked on by the government.
Yeah, but the constitutional right to bear arms came in when people, as somebody mentioned today, had pistols and single shotguns.
Yeah, not
when AK-47s, yeah.
And it's interesting when you look at what senators block deals, like Trump is trying to put a thing in, I think it's called a bump law. It restricts making a weapon automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Democratic senators and representatives have blocked that. The gun lobby is massive in America.
But there's not one single president has tried to stop or tried to reverse the gun laws or change or had an executive decision to change the constitutional right to bear arms. They wouldn't dare.
No, they wouldn't. There'd be uproar.
Yeah.
It's a huge political issue in America. Every presidential election, if you've got one fella come out, or one woman to come out and say, I'm banned.
Well, she did. One woman, I can't remember who her name is, but she went out on Twitter today. She said she's running for presidency, and she said the first thing she'll do when she gets into office is ban guns. I said, that's it. She won't get elected.
She won't. She won't win all those.
No, what a stupid
American
thing to say. Yeah.
But it is shocking, and we ourselves, I think, are becoming desensitized to it. It's like, matter of fact, yeah, another big shooting.
Another shooting, yeah.
And you don't even bat an eyelid.
I mean, it is shocking. And by the way, you had two extremes in these two shootings over the weekend. There was Ohio, which is kind of being overlooked a little bit because only 9 people died, which is still shocking. And that was a left-wing fascist that did that, not a right-wing racist. So, I mean, it's both sides of the argument are shooting people. Everybody is shooting people.
And, I mean, I certainly would think they need to start looking at educating young men, particularly. It's very rare you'll see a female mass shooter. I don't know if there's ever even been one.
I think there has been one or two, but very few. And we talked about this in the office today. Myself and Ashley were talking about it tonight, and we were saying, why is it always young men? And I think men, I think they feel an awful lot more responsibility in life. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's genetic. And men take risks. Women tend not to take as many risks. I think young men will take risks. I mean, if you look at any of these stupid videos online of fails and people falling off skateboards and bikes and jumping off cliffs and doing silly things, it's usually a bloke.
Well, yeah.
Because we tend to take risks, and I think that's the reason why a lot of these would be men. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Dave. Dave, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Dave?
Hey, folks.
Dave, there's a multitude of reasons that we could discuss as to why this happened. I believe Donald Trump, who's getting a lot of the flack today, is the last reason to be looking at.
Yeah, well, look, you had mass shootings when Obama was in, when Bush was there, when Clinton was there. You know, like, in fairness to Clinton, he did ban assault weapons, you know, like AR-15s and stuff like that. But then Bush reversed it. You see, I think blaming an art form, like video games or violent movies or stuff like that, I think that's, like, it's like the lazy scapegoat way to do it. Because look at America as a country. It was founded on violence.
Right back to the Wild West you're talking about.
Well, no, but think about it. I mean, the indigenous people there are, what, 1% of the population now? Do you know what I mean? It was a country founded on a genocide. Then you have when you had Desert Storm, when they went into Iraq, you had the likes of Fox News and other news stations glorifying the fact that they were bombing parts of the Middle East back to the Stone Age. And America is also the largest exporter of arms in the world. Like, what was the deal that they did with the Saudis? It was like, what, it was $100 billion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like, America...
Who makes all the weapons, brother? Is it General Electric?
You've General Electric, you Lockheed Martin, you've a couple, I think there's about 3 or 4.
I know, because after 9/11, General Electric's share prices went through the ceiling.
Yeah, and you know, every time there's a mass shooting, gun sales go through the roof. So for the gun industry, mass shootings are actually a good thing for their business. You know,
why? Because people want to run out and protect themselves.
Exactly, yeah. And we're also talking about a country which is the only country in history to drop an atomic bomb on another nation. You know, like, America, like when you look at America...
But I'm
like,
sure the average American would condemn that and would condemn the killing of innocent people.
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, like, America likes to hold itself up as, like, the shining light of freedom to the world.
Yeah, but what makes a guy, you know, between sort of 19 and 25, which is the average profile of these shooters, right? What makes him want to walk into Walmart or a nightclub or, you know, I don't know, the roof of a hotel or whatever it happens to? What makes them want to do that and kill as many people as possible? I'm not saying the game made them do it, but I certainly see in people, you know, that violent video games, which have become so real over the last 10 years in particular with the PlayStation 3 and 4 and Xboxes, right? They're literally like watching a movie and you're in control. You're immersed in this movie. Do you not genuinely believe that for somebody who could be the type that would do something like this, that it gives them that adrenaline rush of shooting a lot of people at the same time and make them feel it's real? And then, like somebody who watches porn, for example, quite a lot, and then can't get as much out of sex and wants something better, you know, and wants more deviant type of porn. It's the guy who plays these violent video games saying, well, I've had enough of that. This is not real enough. I need to do this for real.
Oh, no. I'm not going to doubt that some people will play video games and want to act it out. But I genuinely think that it's in such small proportions that you can't blame the art form. Because if that's the crack, then why don't we see more female serial killers when it's women who consume true crime more than men do? Do you know, like, the people who... like
Because women are different to men. When it comes to mass shootings, war, violence, men are top of the scale.
No, I get you there. But, like, men by our nature, we are that bit more aggressive. But
that bit more aggressive. We're a lot more aggressive and violent.
I know. But what I'm saying is, if an art form is to be blamed for changing a person's mind, why don't we see more women serial killers and stuff like that? Do you know what I mean? Like, if it does have, like, if art has the potentiality to change you so much into a monster, why is it that women consume more true crime than men do? And we don't see that. It's like back during, was it the 70s and the 80s with the Satanic Panic, where they were telling people that, like, if your kids play Dungeons and Dragons, they're going to become Satanists. And I mean, that just blew up out of nowhere. I think just America as a country and as a culture, it's a more violent... They have a more violent...
Okay, so are you telling me... So what would happen if, for example, there was an executive order tomorrow to ban the sale of firearms tomorrow in America? Do you think that would make a difference? Well, apart from the fact that the people would go nuts. Let's just say they accepted it and got used to it, right? Do you think that would make a difference?
I think there would. I think if there was less accessibility, I think there probably would. If it's harder... I mean, look at a country like Japan. Japan's a very, very hard country to get a gun in. Now, I know culturally they're way more different. But in Japan, if you have a firearm, and even if you let off your firearm by accident at home, you are facing serious penalties.
Well, I think they have the lowest homicide rate in the world, haven't they, actually?
Yeah, you can go online and find videos of people in America, like teenagers running around with, like, AK-47, a AA-12 automatic shotgun, which is made for the military. You can get all this stuff so easily, like, you know, make it harder to get your hands on it. Like, if you are looking for an AR-15 or a Barrett 50 caliber sniper rifle or a pump action shotgun or a handgun, make it hard as you can for a person to get that.
Okay, what about all the other reasons that were cited that I talked to Derek about there a second ago? Right? They mentioned drugs. Ritalin is a common factor, by the way, and Prozac.
No, that's the one that's never spoken about, right? And there's one thing, because you can't say that there's one archetypal mass shooter, because they come from all different walks of life. But the one thing a lot of younger shooters have in common is the fact that they're all on prescription medication.
Mm-hmm. Ritalin or Prozac is the preferred medication.
That's never talked about. But then again, America's in the grips of an opioid crisis that is being directly fueled by its own drug companies.
And what about the fact that we've oversensitized young people nowadays and victimized them all, and basically this is their payback to society for, I suppose, a long history of being bullied in school, for example, that we create we treat people as targeted individuals, and they say that basically because in a modern society we're constantly creating victims in different ways to race, sexual orientation, economic status, etc., and kids are raised with resentment and oversensitive and feel victimized by society.
Yeah, we're just confusing the shit out of them and then, like, tell them, like, here's your participation medal. All things that can go your way, I'm going to go grab my pump action. Maybe, but, like, a lot of shooters as well. Like, people like to say that the Columbine shooters were bullied, but the Columbine shooters themselves were actually bullied. Like, that was more of a demand.
Well, I mean, Columbine don't have a patch on the shootings lately. They only killed 13 people. I know only, but they only killed 13.
Even that, like, we're saying only 13 people have died. You know, so it's not just, like, younger people that are becoming desensitized. we're becoming desensitized. You know, you don't have to go for violent movies or violent videos on the internet or video games or anything like that. Just stick on the news. Do you know what I mean?
Well, the logical experts today are saying that this is what they call the copycat phenomenon, this particular shooting today. That this guy was basically a big fan of what happened in New Zealand in Christchurch and went on about it quite a lot and basically wanted to, I suppose, reenact it.
Yeah, we see, I think the cat's out of the bag with this one, and I honestly can't see really any way to put the cat back in the bag. How do you stop this, like? Especially if you have copycats, because you've copycat serial killers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, they say, like, at any given time, there's 50 active serial killers in America. You have 320 million people living in that country, and it's so easy to get their hands on firearms.
120 firearms per 100 people. It's ridiculous.
Does that not just sound mental to anybody else?
When you consider Yemen is second in the world for gun ownership at 58 per 100 people, they have twice as many guns in America as they have in Yemen per head of population.
That's insane. But again, in America, they glorify guns. They glorify as part of like their second amendment.
But getting back to the violent video games, and Derek believes that has a part of it as well. And Derek, you were saying as well that violence is glorified in video games.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got kids. My own fella plays it, and he thinks this is great.
I play them.
And we're desensitized. You go into see a movie now where violence and sex is part. It doesn't need to be in it, but it is. And people don't bat an eyelid. Where we need to start looking now at that moral compass, which I think we've lost amongst that younger generation.
I mean, I play the PlayStation. I like my PlayStation, right? It's a good bit of time out. Lately, I've been playing World War Z. Are you familiar with the game?
No, my favorite book, but I haven't played the game.
I know the film, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, you've seen the film of Brad Pitt, okay? So you've got thousands of zombies coming towards you, and you're with four other people, and you've all sorts of weaponry, grenades, rocket launchers, anything you want, and you have to kill as many as you can, right? And or behead them, or do all sorts of carry on to them, right? Now, I'm an adult. I'm a logical person. I know it's a video game. But there's still an adrenaline rush to all these people coming towards you and shooting them. You can imagine some 19-year-old kid who's already troubled in life watching this or playing this and becoming immersed in this. I genuinely believe it makes them lack empathy. It can make them aggressive. It can make them want to take it to the next level if they're that way inclined. I'm not saying it's going to have an effect on everybody, but if they're that way inclined. And it only takes one or two, Dave, to have a mass shooting.
Yeah, and
on a regular basis.
I don't disagree with you. Like, I don't disagree with you. If someone is already disturbed, it can. But again, it could be a movie. It could be a book. I mean, like, Catcher in the Rye was blamed on John Lennon being shot. You know? So I don't...
And maybe it was the reason he was shot.
Yeah, but that's it. But, like, we can't be blaming, like...
The Chucky movie, of course, was blamed on Jamie Bulger's death. Was blamed on the Chucky movie. And most likely it was, because it was a copycat of the movie, what they did to the poor kid.
Yeah, I think what needs to be done, because, like I said, I don't disagree. If a person is disturbed and they're surrounding themselves with that kind of stuff, obviously it's going to have an effect. But what I see when people are blaming video games is, like, video games are at fault. That's the end of it. That's the whole argument there. If that is the crack, you need to have systems in place to catch a person who may be disturbed. Do you know? I mean, that guy who, what was the one? The Parkland shooter. Like, he'd already thrown up a few red flags.
Well, who's this? Who's this again?
Was it the Parkland shooter? So that many of them now, like, but he was one of the shooters from last year, the year before. And he'd actually thrown up a couple of red flags. You know, and he'd already been investigated by the police.
Oh, this is the one in the school, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then there was another guy who was disturbed. Like, he went to a psychiatrist. They were like, yeah, look, this guy's disturbed. We're taking away all your guns. And a couple months later,
why is it suddenly increased massively since 2012? I mean, if I look back on the list here of the main mass shootings, right? I don't mean a mass shooting, they say, is defined as more than four people. They say there's one of them a day, which is bizarre. But anyway, when you look at, you know, when we're talking over 10 people, for example, the majority have been in the last 5 years to 6 years.
Yeah, I think social media, if we're talking about it, really has a part to play in as well, because since 2012, we've become so much more interconnected as people. It's very easy for one person to reach a wider audience, and if you are going for notoriety, screw a mass shooting is the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the top five here, for example. Top five, with the exception of one, which was Virginia, that was 32 people. The top five have all been 2017, 2018, 2016, 2017, 2018.
Yeah, but see, I think all these, like, instead of saying, this is the problem, this is what's happening, this is what's caused it, let's blame this art form, let's blame these drugs, people need to start going, okay, there's a serious problem here, and you need to start putting, like, serious things in place, like more counsellors in schools to try and weed out these kinds of people. You know, not just saying, like, it's because he played a video game or because he watched a certain movie, because whenever they do that, they're just deflecting. Like, again, like I said earlier on, America was celebrating a $100 billion arms deal to Saudi Arabia. You know, it's like when they say, like, we're going to take a serious stance against terrorism, yet Saudi Arabia fund a lot of the terrorists in the Middle East. And they're giving, like, what is it, 16 of the 19 hijackers, 9/11, were Saudi nationals who were funded by Saudi business people.
Okay, well, hang on a second. Let me just bring Stephen in as well. Stephen, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Stephen?
Hi, Noel. Good evening.
Stephen, you know, a sad day again for America, although it's all too common at this stage. You know, another weekend goes by, another mass shooting. Well, I mean, I think it was really easy for everyone, the detractors of Donald Trump today, to have a go at him. You know, I understand what was going on over the last couple of months in relation to racism, etc. But that's not the reason this kid did this. You know, he did this because he was a psychopath. So what's the answer here?
He was, but I think the problem goes back to, as the Americans, those who want to have guns, keep referring to the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment. We should remember that was passed back in 1791, with the highest tech in firearms was the flintlock, where a good marksman could fire one ball per minute. Technology has moved far, far up beyond that. As you know, unfortunately, these automatic weapons can fire hundreds of rounds per minute now. So I think what they need to do, and whether any politician will grow a pair to do it, is actually to completely ban assault rifles, as they've done in New Zealand, from ordinary members of the public.
Well, they did it the next day in New Zealand, after Christchurch.
Exactly. But I think what would help, I was thinking about this earlier, is the NRA, the National Rifle Association over there, is a major funder of a lot of political
They funded Donald Trump's campaign.
Yeah, so...
So he's not going to ban them.
What I would do, particularly as the Democrats now have control of the House, would be to ban organisations from the NRA from donating any political money across the board. So therefore, no politician will be...
Nobody will have skin in the game, so to speak.
Exactly. But if you, rather than individual politicians coming out, because if a Republican is running in Texas, say, I support gun reform, they've got to find someone else and fund someone else. But if they're disallowed from funding at all, completely, it makes it a more level playing pitch. It won't be perfect, but I think it would be a good start. And now is probably the moment to do it when the Democrats do have control of the House.
I mean, there are other countries in the world that have reasonably lax gun laws, and yet we don't see as many shootings as there are in the United States. For example, if we made guns legal tomorrow in Ireland, I don't believe that it would be the same. I wouldn't like to think it would anyways, the United States. Why do you think America seems to have this problem with aggression at the moment? They've cited many, many reasons. I think I gave a few of them there on the air. Why do you think it is?
Well, I think aggression is always there. I mean, in Ireland, if you accidentally run into someone in your car tomorrow and you damage the bumper, the person could run out, jump out and be exceptionally angry and shout at you and scream at you, throw something at you. But the problem is, in the States, these guys could be armed. And even a handgun, they could have a concealed weapon in the car, and they could kill you, and then they could kill everyone else. We all get mad. We all lose our temper. Well, I've lost my temper at times, and I'm sure we all have. But thankfully, I don't have a gun. I think the access to guns...
But even if you did have a gun, I don't think you'd use it.
Probably not, because it's not in our culture to use. I think this has been embedded in people over time. I mean, I brought my son when he was younger out fishing. In America, they bring them out to shoot and to kill and train them how to use automatic weapons. I think it's a completely different mentality. And I don't think you can change it overnight, but what you can change, and you can switch off the access to assault rifles.
Somebody mentions that fully automatic guns are already illegal in America. Yes, most of these crimes are committed with semi-automatic pistols and semi-automatic guns. But in saying that, they can still fire off quite a substantial amount of rounds per minute.
Absolutely, and they can be modified, so limited to a revolver. Like that cannot be modified, and make it a federal offence for anyone who has one, and give them, say, 6 months or a year to hand them in. But I said, if you ban the NRA from, I think the key thing is the money. If you cut off the money, you then will have a whole new generation of politicians, maybe, who won't feel so desperate to protect the gun culture, because if they don't, they won't get elected, and all politicians want to get elected.
I mean, would the multiculturalism or the melting pot of different cultures and different types of people all living on one island Do you believe that plays a role in it? Because, you know, there's hatred from, you know, different races and different cultures. Does that play a role in it? Well, it certainly played a role today, but
it could,
or on the weekend,
more
to say.
An excuse. I'd say people would probably find a reason if he wasn't after Mexicans, he could be after something else, or he could be after people with beards, he could be after people who work or don't work. A lot of other countries have a lot of different cultures in them as well, and they don't seem to have the problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, Australia is also a country of immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't have that culture. Canada as well, in the same continent, doesn't have that culture.
I'm looking here at, you know, the most, I mean, as I said to you, it was easy for them to come out today and blame Donald Trump for it, but we've had much worse mass shootings in the United States over the last, you know, 20 years than what happened over the weekend. I mean, that's, as what happened over the weekend was actually number 7 on the list, 22 people. Obviously, the biggest mass shooting was 58 and 851 people injured in Las Vegas in 2017. What's the reason you believe that this problem, considering guns have always been legal, why is the problem increased in the last 7 years specifically?
I think, unfortunately, if somebody is of the mindset that they're going to go out and cause a massacre or shoot, they want to be more famous than the other ones. So if the biggest number killed is 20, they want to kill 21 or 30.
And do you believe that social media plays a role in this notoriety, because social media has become so prominent over the last particularly 7 years? Do you believe, you know, that they think, well, I can become famous now on social media?
I wouldn't blame social media. I would blame the media. And I think we should look at what they did in New Zealand. They wouldn't, their prime minister wouldn't even name the person. And I think that was an excellent idea. And I think if all the media organisations...
Well, I think they've been doing that over the weekend. Pardon me, over the weekend. I did watch CNN. They didn't name him.
Well, that's good. I didn't see CNN. I hope Fox and others would do similar as
well. I don't think his name was in the paper today either. There was a picture of him in the paper today, and I don't think his name was there. There was actually a picture of him. But I don't think his name was on. I think there has been a reluctance to... I didn't name him. To give him a name.
Well, that's good, but I think he'll be more responsible than some of the American broadcasters. But
not necessarily. But in saying that, we're still talking about it, aren't we? You know what I mean? So, because it is news.
It is news, and you need to act quickly, because it's going to fade from the cycle quite quickly. Unfortunately for the families, it's going to be a lifetime sentence for them.
Mm-hmm.
And even if this man is put to death, they're still going to have to live with the fact their loved ones are gone.
What about violence in society? I was talking to Dave there a few minutes ago about violence in society, you know, on media, social media, the internet and games. Do you think that has any kind of reflection on what's happening?
I certainly think people can be more violent verbally or abusive in social media more, in that people are more likely to call you a bollocks on Twitter or Facebook than they are actually come up to your face and say it. So certainly it's easier for people. But to actually commit a crime like this, you're doing it in person. It takes some mindset to actually aim a gun and pull a trigger. And I think.
But what about video games, for example? And there was research on video games done, and it says it was consistent. There was a consistent relationship between violent video games use and increased aggressive behavior, aggressive effect, and decreases in pro-social behavior, empathy, and sensitivity.
Or it could be that someone who already has a violent mindset is going to be drawn to certain video games. There's a cause and effect. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it is.
I'll get you.
But I mean, I played video games a lot when I was a kid. Okay, obviously the graphics weren't as detailed as they are now.
They weren't. Lemmings isn't quite the same thing, you know what I mean?
No, or Space Invaders, even ping pong going up all those days.
Yeah.
But you still typically had... But I mean, as a kid growing up as well, boys got toy guns. They go around and that's been happening for as long as guns are around.
I never thought of that aspect of it. Yeah, I suppose that we did pretend to kill each other, didn't
cowboys
we?
Cowboys and Indians and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you
probably
don't...
Probably on PC now.
Hey, well, it is on. You're not allowed to say cowboys and Indians. I did watch an episode years and years ago of Barney with my son when he was a Barney fan. And Barney said, okay, boys and girls, it's time to play Settlers and Native Americans. Which was cowboys and Indians. They're not allowed.
Goodies and baddies,
then. They're not allowed to call it cowboys and Indians anymore. Well, stay there for a second, lads. Kieran, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Kieran?
No, sorry.
Good. Kieran, there's many things, you know, that cause people to go potty and decide to shoot a load of people. What do you think it is?
I definitely don't think it's video games, because it was the latest study was brought out in, back in February by the Oxford University, and said it did the most comprehensive one to date. Mm-hmm. That they took in over 2,000 people, teenagers. Not just the teenagers, but their parents and guardians as well.
Okay, so in other words, if teenagers weren't being honest, they were asking other people. Yeah.
Exactly. And they found there was no need for concern. There was no correlation between the two.
Maybe, well, then maybe it's the fact that, you know, people who are playing the video games potentially mainly young boys, you know, teenage boys, they're talking now to people around the world of different cultures in other countries who might have different, and they're all playing a violent game together, you know, in a team effort. Would that have, no, I'm not saying your average person would be influenced by that, because your average normal sane person, but if somebody is already predisposed to be nuts, would that not carry them over the edge?
I think it's the American culture. I think in the last 20 years, America has just lost, completely lost its way. It doesn't know what it is anymore. You know, I mean, you have...
Do you play games? Do you play violent video games?
Oh, Jesus, yeah. I've been playing games since I was 12.
And do you think it's had any sort of effect on you?
Nope. None whatsoever.
Right.
I'm married, wife, child, mortgage, two jobs, happy house. I mean, I play games back from the early... Amiga, where you had a game like Barbarian, which you were only cutting people's heads off. All the way up to my PlayStation 4 and everything in between, and it's never once affected me.
But didn't the guy that killed the kids in Sandy Hook, didn't they find out that he had spent a lot of time, he had Asperger's, he spent a lot of time in his basement, what was his name, Adam something or other, he spent a lot of time in his basement.
Lanza.
That's the guy. Yeah, and I think he was the Batman killer, wasn't he, Adam Lanza? As far as I remember.
Yeah, he was going to dress up in all the tactical gear.
Oh, yeah, and he went to the kids' school and shot all the children.
Well, he wasn't the Batman killer. No. They just called him that because he dyed his hair red and he said he looked like the Joker. That was, that was the media.
No, but he went, no. Okay, we're getting confused with two different shootings. The Batman killer was the guy who went to the cinema when Batman was on.
Yeah.
Okay, Adam Lanza was the guy who killed the kids in Sandy Hook. But he was playing his own aunt who he lived with, or his mother, whoever the hell he lived with, admitted that he was obsessed with video games.
Well, now, if you go back to 1966, you have a guy called Charles Whitman, who was actually called a clock tower shooter, and he killed 18 people. There was no video games back then. So, I mean, that whole video games theory falls flat in its face.
But there has been a huge... I'm not saying it is solely the reason. I think there's a lot of other reasons. But there's been a massive increase in the last 7 or 8 years in these types of shootings.
I think it's down to the culture.
But the American culture hasn't changed in 7 years.
It has.
The only thing that's changed, and they mention this and cite this, the experts, as a reason as well, is... And look, this is not a bad reason either. It talks, well, two things here, okay? People's expectations versus what they achieve, right? We do see a lot of capitalists, if you want to use those words. I'm not anti-capitalist, but we see a lot of the Mark Zuckerbergs, the Bill Gateses, all these individuals who we would have never seen before. They were always in the background. We never kind of saw these individuals that were responsible for making the most amount of money in the world. And we all want to achieve that because of, I suppose, the age that we're in, the technological age. And we don't all succeed, and we don't all become those rich people, right?
And then there's that big anger repression that builds up because I'm not living up to what I wanted to. I can't have it. Why can't I have it? Through a temper tantrum, and you have what? What's the one common thing that runs through all these mass shootings? It's not video games. It's not the food they eat. It's not the music they listen to. It's guns. Every single one of them had a gun.
But the guns have been there all along.
But the guns
not just
been
the last 7 years.
I mean, as I said, it's how long is this, we'll say, the mass murders, mass shootings? When has that become really popular? The last, 10 years?
Yeah.
If even.
Well, I mean, mass shootings have been around for the last 30 or 40 years, these types of mass shootings. But in the last, since 2012, there's been a huge increase. We're now talking, but when you define mass shootings as more than 4 people, there's one a day.
I don't understand. Why all of a sudden is... this thing was what causing it. I mean, back in the day, it was Elvis was causing it. After that, it was rock music. After that, it was Kiss. After that, it was a book. After that, it was a Chucky movie. Then it was Marilyn Manson. Now it's video games. And it's going to keep going on and on.
Well, no, maybe they are all contributing factors. You know, I'm not saying that Elvis was a reason why people killed themselves unless they listened to his music for long. But maybe they are all contributing factors. And, you know, and also they're talking about the breakdown of the modern family, right? Now, what they're talking about is young men particularly being affected badly by marriage breakup or growing up in a single-parent household. That increase coincides with the increase in violence with young men. And that could also be a factor. These all could be factors as well, not just the guns. But the guns are clearly a problem. Yeah, I know that, Ciarán.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, when you, as I said, with social media, you look at the likes of the Kardashians, and you have this guy on Twitch, and this guy is on YouTube, and you have Joe Soapy sitting down, he's angry, there's a gun in his father's closet, he says, oh, why can't I, why aren't I a millionaire? Mm-hmm. Fuck this, I'm going out shooting people. You know, it's got to the stage where social media, not just social media, but as the guy brought up a great point there earlier, the media has a lot to ask for this.
You have
over in the States, you have Fox News and you have CNN, and they're incredibly divisive. Each one. One is pro-Trump, one is the opposite. So people don't know where they fit in.
Well, yeah, sorry, Kieran and Dave, that is a problem in America at the moment, isn't it? America has become quite divisive over the last sort of 5 to 6 years.
I'd say go longer. I'd say go back as far as like the war in Iraq or afterwards. You know, and like in America, they have the 24-hour news cycle. You know, and you need stuff like, it's like the people, like I feel bad for people in America. Like, so I'd say a lot of times they must feel paralyzed with fucking fear because they're being bombarded with everything's wrong with your life, you know.
Mm-hmm. But there was the woman, she's running for president in the 2020.
Yeah, she said she was going to make guns illegal.
Yeah, she came out actually on CNN and said children are terrified, and she was like almost screaming in panic. Like, children are terrified to go to school. Children are not terrified to go to school. This is the kind of shit that people listen to and makes them paranoid about bringing their kids to school. Therefore, they go out and they buy guns.
But I could understand in certain states in America, some states are safer than others, why parents might be terrified to send their kids to school. I mean, when you're sending your kid to school and he's walking through a metal detector to get into his class, I mean, that's a bad sign.
There are states with this, like Baltimore, Philadelphia. Baltimore especially, I mean, that's rampant and conquering.
I mean, whereas in New York, you don't really, as far as I know, with the exception of the 9/11, there isn't that much tragedy in the sense of mass shootings. In Washington, well, actually, speaking of Washington, first of all, let me just go to John. John, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, John?
Me now, how's it back?
You're living just outside Washington, D.C.
Yep.
And you carry a gun.
Yes, I do, and I'm Irish myself. I grew up in Dublin, but I've been living over here for a long time.
And why do you carry a gun?
It's for personal safety.
Right, okay. And have you ever had a need or a fear that you might have to use it?
No, not at all.
Right, but because I could walk through Dublin City and say, well, I might need a gun for personal safety, but thankfully I've never had to use one, or I've never felt the need to have one, although there have been times that I might have wanted one. But you know, I think maybe, is it the media that's made you feel like you need one?
No, I mean, I think the lads there have a lot of very, very valid points that they just made. The media over here are very divisive, you know, and I've been here for a long time and I have seen cultural changes. And I'd agree, it's gone back before Obama, it's gone back even, you know, into Bush's term when, you know, these shootings go on, you know. But the media, it's unbelievable how they jump on it, you know. It depends on whose agenda that, you know, they feel pumped to follow. So CNN and MSNBC and all, well, they'll be the mouthpiece for the Democratic Party, and then you've got Fox News will be the mouthpiece for the Republicans. So you're not getting a central kind of...
You're not getting impartial news,
reporting.
No.
No, you're not. You're getting, you know, and I'd actually admit, in the probably the last 7 years, the country really has become a lot more divided because of the media outlets. And, you know, I heard somebody mention Baltimore there. You've got Baltimore, you've got Chicago, you've got New York, who have the tightest gun control laws in the country, but they have the worst gun violence in the country.
Well,
and the worst
Chicago is the murder capital of America,
yeah,
isn't it?
Well, per capita, Baltimore is even topping them. If you actually, you know, break it down, per capita, Baltimore is even worse. You know, and there's no mention of the fact that there was like 8 murders in Chicago over the weekend. There's no mention how many shootings there were in Baltimore.
Well, according to the stats, single homicide by firearm is down by 50%. But yes, mass shootings have increased dramatically in the last 7 years.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes me think that the police are getting good at their job and catching people. People are going to jail for life, and they're kind of figuring, well, if I'm going to go to jail for life for killing somebody, I might as well kill 20.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a strange place. I mean, it really, really is.
No,
you know, you can have as much gun control as you want, but the majority of the weapons in a lot of places are illegally held, especially in Baltimore and stuff. You know, and it's like what's going on in Dublin right now. You're going to get those lads who, you know, I mean, Ireland has no guns.
Apart from the gangs.
You got the Killans or whatever.
Kinahans.
Hutches. Where are they all getting the guns then, you have to ask yourself? You know, criminals won't, they don't give a damn what version of gun control you've got. If they want the guns, they'll get the guns.
So, well, hang on. Sorry, Kieran, you want to say something there, go on.
No, it's me, Stephen.
Oh, sorry, Stephen.
No, just to ask the gentleman there, he's from Washington, D.C., is that right?
Yeah, he's living just outside Washington.
Yeah, no, I was there in December. I was actually in the Senate there. And I have to say, of the various American cities I've been in, I actually felt Washington was one of the safest places. I felt very safe there.
Mm.
He says he carries a weapon for his personal protection. So was I wrong about Washington? Does it have a particularly high crime? Do many of his colleagues also carry weapons? And I presume, do they have to be concealed there, or can you carry one openly?
John, how many of your friends do carry guns?
Quite a few.
Like all of them?
I would say, though, Niall, though, I'd served in the military here, so a lot of my friends here are prior military service, too.
Mm.
So,
well, a lot of American young men would be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but, you know, to answer, Stephen, you know, he made a point there, you know, about when you visited D.C., he felt very safe. You know, and up around the Capitol, the White House, and up around all the museums, it's the safest place in the world. You know, and there's a big joke over here that, you know, although you've got all these politicians screaming gun control and ban guns, they've all got big scary men with guns protecting them. You know, so that's true. But when you head over Southeast DC, Northeast DC, or some of those parts, it can be really, really dangerous, especially at night time.
Well, my good friend Sean has texted in here, who's a native of America, and he says, Niall, you'll go to any lengths, no matter how craven or unreasonable, to avoid saying anything negative about your pal Donald, won't you? Well, I mean, John, I mean, the talk today, I suppose, on CNN in particular has been about Donald Trump and I suppose the negativity that he has sent out with his tweets over immigration mm-hmm. policy in the last kind of few months, and that this could have led to some sort of, I suppose, divisive actions by this young man who is clearly a racist. I mean, do you believe that has any credibility whatsoever?
I think it's too simple, and I think it's like what the lad said earlier on. I think a lot of it lies at the foot of the media. You know, yeah, Trump says a lot of stupid crap, in all honesty, but the rest of the politicians aren't much better. And then you have the, you know, the CNN versus Fox beating the war drums and splitting everybody up. You know, so initially the El Paso shooting got a lot of press. Mm-hmm. And then the second shooting
in Ohio
started to get press, and then it died off, and then it came back when they discovered that the lad who shot up in Ohio
was a fascist,
an Elizabeth Warren supporter for the Democrats.
That's right. Yeah, he was a member of Antifa.
So, yeah. So I mean, there's no excuse for it. Anybody who pulls out a gun starts shooting. But you know, I kind of feel as well, social media has changed the culture. You know,
well that comes down to one of the other reasons that the experts talk about, which is the desire for fame and notoriety.
Well, the desire, fame, and notoriety, but you have these people who, you know, and I think prescription meds has a lot to do with it, you know, people who are bullied. And then, you know, they get hold of a gun, and on social media, they're getting bullied on social media. So, you know, when we were growing up back home, somebody bullied you, it was your face, and you either crack him a dig or catch a dig back, and it was pretty much done.
That was it, sorted, you know, out,
The social
your ma
media
went to school, and it was all over, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and the social media now, when it goes out there, when it's out on the internet, it's out there, and it doesn't come back, and you know, and it can.
But this kid has been putting videos up for the last 4 years, making derogatory remarks about black people and how he wanted to kill them.
He had a list of men that he wanted to kill and skin, and a list of women he wanted to rape and murder.
That's not Donald Trump's fault, but hang on, Stephen, please stay with me as well. You can take one if you want, Aisling. Please stay with me, John and Stephen, because Sean, it would be remiss of me not to let you on.
How's it going now?
Sean, I mean, you know, it's really easy to have a crack at old Donald on this one because of what has happened over the last couple of months, particularly in relation to the squad.
Appropriate too, actually.
Yeah, okay, fair enough, but yeah. I just think that's an easy option, you know what I mean?
No, it's appropriate option, actually.
No, it was easy to say that. Donald Trump had nothing to do with this guy going into Walmart.
First of all, what are you saying, this guy in Ohio, a leftist fascist? Do you even know what a fascist is?
This guy, he was a fascist, and he was a member of Antifa.
No, I'm quoting, you said earlier he was a leftist fascist.
Mm-hmm.
That's like somebody being a reactionary communist or an atheistic Catholic. Those terms don't go together. That's nonsense. But anyway, his political leanings are not really relevant because, all right, let's say he was part of this mythical Antifa organization. He was out wreaking havoc across the land, you know, just, what was he, I suppose, blowing up churches and attacking Trump rallies. And no, I think that the actual targets that he selected had nothing to do with whatever his political beliefs were. This is a guy who killed his own sister, among 8 other people as well.
Yeah, well, look, you know, Sean, I do believe, generally
speaking, that's why nobody's mentioning his politics. Unlike the guy in El Paso who posted a 4-page manifesto to 8chan, which specifically referred to the Great Replacement Theory, same as Brenton Tarrant in New Zealand. And also yesterday, again,
But that's why they're calling it a copycat phenomenon as well.
Yeah, because Trump does have a hand in this. Again, the guy...
Why are you blaming Trump?
That's not just my words now. The guy who was sentenced to 20 years in a prison sentence yesterday, Cesar Sayoc, for sending out those letter bombs last November, his own defense attorney was saying that Trump was the one who egged him on. This is somebody who
He can believe that Trump egged him on. Maybe that's what he took out of Trump's words, and I could see why that could happen, but that didn't mean that Trump was responsible.
Right, it means that his hands are completely clean. This is a guy who at his political rally in Florida...
That'd be like me, Sean, going on the air and saying, well, hang on, me going on the air, for example, and saying, I hate Seán McCroom, and somebody going along and shooting you tomorrow and saying, that was Niall Boylan's fault because he said he hated Seán McCroom. That's the kind of analogy, isn't it?
Let's run with that, Niall. And if somebody mentioned that about gunning me down and you won, yeah, only in County Cork... Well, then, yeah, somebody might actually probably say that you have some partial responsibility there. Because in his rally in Florida 3 months ago, referring to the immigrant invasion, somebody from the audience said, you know, he's going, I don't know what you do with these people. What do you do? And somebody said,
it's a good impersonation, by the way. Can I just point that? Sorry, go on.
Thank you very much. It's Bigley. I work on it all the time. Anyway, so he's saying this, what do we do about this invasion? And somebody in the audience says, shoot them. And he, you know, doesn't know, yeah, no, come on now. Now, he laughs and goes along and says, only in the panhandle can you get away with that.
Yeah, but Sean, this is your country, okay? And John's country at the moment because he's living there and carrying a gun.
My condolences.
Yeah, but okay, shootings haven't been, it's not just a new phenomenon since Donald Trump came into power.
No, and of course not, but I'm saying if we could have left Trump out of this discussion entirely if you just want to talk about mass shootings.
Well, that's what I want to talk about, yeah.
But you have specifically gone out of your way to say, oh, no, this has nothing to do with Trump and talking about left-wing
fascists. Why should we just isolate this one shooting and blame Donald Trump
for it? Because it's not just one shooting. It's, again, the letter bombing. The guy in New Zealand also mentioned Trump as a symbol of renewed white identity and purpose. It's not just...
But they can believe that. You know, that's like a Muslim who commits a terrorist act and blames, you know, oh, my imam told me in the church this is what I should do.
Why do you think...
Because that's not the case. The imam might have said something to him. He didn't mean to go and kill everybody. You know what I mean?
It's not an unreasonable inference to draw that you don't like immigrants. If I'm at a rally and, you know, people bring up the idea of shooting immigrants and you laugh and go along with it. If you refer to it as an infestation, you were to refer to people as vermin. It's really not too much of a stretch, Niall, actually.
Okay, let's park it for a moment, and you've had your say in relation
Trump
to it.
For a while.
Let's talk about mass shootings in general.
Okay. I have not heard one person tonight mention that there actually was an attempt made 25 years ago, a weak attempt, but there was an attempt to tackle this. There was a federal assault weapons ban back in 94. Which Clinton and in the Democratic Congress went along with, passed over narrow opposition by the Republicans. And for 10 years there, you had the spike in 99 with Columbine, but otherwise, you weren't seeing those shootings back then. That law was sunsetted. It was phased out in 2003. There was an attempt back in 2013 to renew this law, and surprise of surprise, it died in the Republican Senate. Who could have predicted that? Who could have seen that one coming?
But John, do you believe? John, just from your friends and from the people you know in the United States, I mean, and obviously Sean is American too. How would you believe the American people would react if there was an executive order tomorrow to ban weapons? Or the, you know, personally?
Let's just make a quick correction there, and you know, and with all due respect to Sean, there are no assault weapons. I would not go into combat with, when I was in the Marine Corps, with weapons that are readily available. They're semi-automatic.
Yeah,
it's full automatic weapons.
I'm referring to the law itself.
Okay, Sean. Well, listen. You can refer to
take
the law,
it up with the legislature. That's what it was called.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Okay. And I respectfully listen to you. So hang on there.
Mm-hmm.
There are no assault weapons available for free, for sale in the stores. So the law is actually still in. So, you know, that's a misreport all the time, which I consistently hear people saying AR stands for assault rifle. It doesn't. It stands for Armalite.
It stands for Armalite, yes, I know. Cold Corporation.
People, to, you know, and going back to what you said earlier, Sean, about the agendas and all, as far as I'm concerned, both of them are friggin' Fruit Loops. They shouldn't have been anywhere near it. And there was enough red flags with your man up in Dayton that his parents should have pretty much turned him in if he's doing manifestos about killing everybody and anybody. I don't care their politics at all. I'm not going to hold the president guilty of this, just like I wouldn't hold Clinton guilty of Columbine. Chuck Schumer during Obama...
Well, no, hang on, Sean. Let him finish.
Chuck Schumer during the Obama era was the same thing. He was anti-immigration. It's whatever party is in at the time spouts whatever garbage suits themselves. That's what I can see. You know, and I don't vote for any of them.
Difference in the language used by Chuck Schumer and that used by the current president.
Schumer's denying using it, and then, you know, you can go back and you can find the snippets. They've all said it. They've all said horrible things about immigration.
No, they haven't.
They have.
You're lying right now.
I'm not lying. I've got nothing.
You are lying. They have not
said horrible things like Trump. Agree to disagree on that, Sean.
I'm not going to disagree that Donald Trump has a certain way of wording things. You know, unlike any other politician, possibly, or any other president of America. Well, certainly like any other president of America in the past. He speaks like a kid. Yeah,
he does speak like a kid. His grammar is pathetic. His ability to actually dictate anything in a sensible way. Bigly, really. What the hell is bigly? You know, and some of the things he say, you're kind of left scratching your head going, are you actually 10 years old the way you're rabbiting?
He didn't even get the right city when he was sending his condolences yesterday.
But to suggest that he's the motivation behind somebody going out with a shotgun, walking into a supermarket or in the car park of the supermarket as well, and shooting as many people as possible is, as you said yourself, Sean, is a stretch. And it really is a stretch.
I didn't say it was a stretch.
No, you said in relation to what I said was a stretch.
Niall, think about this. When we were growing up, and you know, I'm 48, so you and me are not too far. Growing up in the north side of Dublin, how many times, I grew up in Raheny, I know you were growing up.
Edenmore, yeah, Raheny.
Somebody walked, I'm going to kill you. Did that mean you were going to actually go and murder somebody? I mean, how many times I heard that going to school, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to batter you. And you just took it with a grain of salt. You know, but these people, it's a different level. I'm not going to blame the politicians. I'm going to blame the politicians and the media and social media, because I think they all have a lot to play in it. Every single one of them has.
I think social media and modern technology, if you want to bring in games into it and maybe the desensitization to murder and lack of empathy from video games, I'm not saying it is the causation, but certainly there's a correlation somewhere along the line. But social media certainly is a causation, Sean, that these people, I mean, they come under the category, according to the experts,
Trump
notoriety.
50 million Twitter followers?
No, but the category of notoriety. These people want notoriety. This kid wanted to be the same as the guy in New Zealand. He wanted that notoriety.
And I think they should be all shut out. When they do something like this, their ID should be shut down. Their agenda shouldn't be published. Nothing should be done. It should be just some idiot has done this, you know, and look
but
at
that's,
it.
That's easy to say, John, but, you know, the media have a responsibility to report the news. You know, we do have a healthy appetite for news.
And it's also convenient for politicians that have had a hand in stoking these fires for everyone to look the other way. It's also convenient, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say the politicians won't use it as propaganda, because they will. And they'll use all killings as propaganda. They'll use all violence and tragedy as propaganda.
Have you ever watched the Trump rally from beginning to end, Niall? Have you ever watched
you're going back to Trump again, all over one shooting. And I've just mentioned to you how many shootings there's been. This is actually number 7 on the list.
Oh. Over 2 shootings and an attempted bombing campaign.
And what about Las Vegas? That was Obama, wasn't it? That was the biggest shooting in American history.
That was last year.
Hang on. It was 2017. It was 2017,
that was
Sean.
November of 2018, Las Vegas.
Hang on.
No, Las Vegas is 2017.
Hey, Niall.
Yeah.
All right. Niall, it's not Obama.
If you're taking the logic, then it must have been Bernie Sanders' fault for the guy shooting up the baseball field with all the Republican senators on it that day, because he was a Bernie supporter.
So yeah, 49 people killed in 2006. 49 people shot in 2016 by some homophobe in an Orlando nightclub. Are you saying that was Donald Trump as well?
Those Germans, they're a bunch of fucking idiots, right? They don't allow people to, like, have Nazi hate speech or deny it. Why is that, you think? Is it just out of a whim? Is it strictly out of guilt at this point? Or do you think maybe there's some practical consideration that allowing people to speak incendiary racial hatred in public might actually make violence a little bit
more
likely?
Yeah, but who is allowing people to speak hatred in public? It's not Donald Trump. It's social media. Social media is giving all these individuals platforms.
And he tweets part, oh, for fuck's sake, Niall.
It is giving them a platform.
Anything to avoid Donald Trump bad, right? Anything.
No,
Donald
no,
Trump
I'm,
good.
I've already admitted that, just like John, I've admitted that Donald Trump speaks very differently to any other American president. I don't agree with everything he says, Sean. I don't agree with it. I've said it before.
No, you ascribe zero responsibility to him for
this. Not for this shooting, no. I don't hold Donald Trump responsible for this shooting, no. This kid is a psycho. Has been putting videos up online for a long time suggesting that he was going to kill black people. Why he was allowed to get to the point where he walked into a shopping centre in the first place with a semi-automatic rifle is beyond me.
Well,
clearly the videos show him.
You have to ask Mitch McConnell about that.
Well, one of the videos there that I saw today, he was 19 years of age, he has a semi-automatic rifle, and he's shooting it, and he's saying he wants to kill black people.
Right?
Wasn't he? Which one are we talking about? The one in El Paso?
Yes.
Now he did say, you know, and Sean, calm down, but he did say he wanted to stem the immigration invasion.
That's, he referred, you know, specifically to the Great Replacement. Yes, it's a theory.
But he did also say, Sean, though, this guy was a cuckoo. I mean, he said he also wanted something about equal wages for everybody. He wanted climate change.
Yes, he referred to UBI, environmental despoilation. Yes, I read the whole thing.
He had a whole stem of stuff, but, you know, the fact that he went in there doing it, there's no justification to it. There is absolutely no justification to it.
I'm not going to blame Trump on it.
I'm just going to say, for me, blaming Trump on it is too easy.
I think it is too easy
for people who want to vote for him. Yes, I agree. It is too easy. They don't want to have that.
Well,
any
Sean, you know, I just said to you earlier on, I don't actually vote in the elections over here. So for me, you know, I like to take a very central view on everything. And I tried to take a fair view on everything. You know,
sometimes it's a wise policy, sometimes it's not.
Okay,
not
well, Sean, can I ask you a question? Because I want to wrap this up in a second, but can I ask you a question, Sean? Do you believe that guns will ever be outlawed in the United States of America for ownership?
Did you ask Sean or me?
Sean.
No.
No, never. I don't, because the Second Amendment protects it.
And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know the history behind the Constitution of America, right? But you guys would know better than I would. To change a constitutional or to amend the Constitution of America, unlike Ireland where we have to have a referendum, can the Constitution be changed by executive order?
No, it can only be changed by Constitution. Convention requires 3/4 of state legislatures or 2/3 of the of their houses, of their individual houses. It's a huge barrier. There's only been, off the top of my head, 27 amendments in the history of the United States, and the first 10 were passed in the 1790s. So that's extremely difficult to do. The most recent one that had any chance of getting anywhere was the ERA amendment, and that was back in the 70s, and that died, again, 40 years ago. You have somebody, Maria Butina, who was sentenced to prison, who is a Russian agent, infiltrated the NRA, who gives massively disproportionately to Republicans, who control the Senate. Mitch McConnell will allow no vote, no progress on banning these assault weapons. You just watch. There will be nothing done about this at all. Zero zip. Because they don't care if few people get greased every now and then. That's the price of freedom. That's the price of Russian campaign contributions.
Well, hang on. I just want to go to Molly first, just before I finish this off. Molly, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Molly?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Molly, you're actually American and you're on holiday here at the moment and you're livid about what you're hearing.
I am.
Why? Why are you livid?
From the American.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
Why are you so angry?
Well, first of all, I'm a high school teacher out in California.
Okay.
And I think this is a huge issue with what is happening with young shooters. Somebody who refuses to help the student or the young person themselves and just blame the government for everything. So not once have I heard him talk about mental issues, or not once have I heard him talk about the person themselves. Everything is Donald Trump and this is what he's doing and blah, blah, blah. It's like, what does that have to do with helping the actual person, the actual shooter?
Are you referring to me?
I'm curious.
Yeah, I think she's referring to you, Sean.
I didn't refer to mental health or video games, if you want to go that way, because that's what the Republican Party does to pawn off any possibility of having anti-gun, any sort of gun control is immediately headed off. It's the only time they claim they're interested in mental health is immediately after a shooting, and then all discussion is dropped, of course. But they're the same party that's trying to gut Obamacare, any sort of Affordable Care Act is being destroyed. They don't care about health care, especially mental health care. They don't give
Okay, well, the experts say, and the second, well, hang on for a second, Molly, the second reason why these shootings could happen is mental illness and its treatment or lack thereof with psychiatric drugs. And they say this is controversial. Many of the mass shooters in the U.S. suffered from mental illness, but the estimated number of mental illness cases has not increased as significantly as the number of mass shootings.
And mental health people suffering from mental health problems are more likely to become a victim than a perpetrator of violence.
Okay, so the point is, Molly, there's no denying that mental health is a problem and how we diagnose that.
One of the problems.
And the psychiatric drugs that are used for it, like Ritalin or Prozac or whatever it happens to be. But the amount of shootings and the increase in shootings in the last 7 years in particular, we haven't seen the same increase in mental health or, you know, problems and the same increase in the use of psychiatric drugs.
Well, diagnosed mental health, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But working in a high school with students who eventually become more or less these shooters, more like along the way,
young men. Let's just say young men. It's not really women. It's young men between 19 and 25. Yeah,
exactly. So a lot of times, number one, there are so many different issues with teenagers in the United States right now, which a lot of gentlemen have already said on this show. There's video games, of course. The censorship of the media now is ridiculous. There's none. Students are watching YouTube videos where people are beating each other up. They're holding guns to each other's head. And the students are laughing about it. They are completely desensitized. And a lot of times this comes from no one is monitoring what they are watching on their phones. No one is monitoring what is being said or done. For example, this guy who... Of course, I'm in Ireland vacationing, so I'm hearing about all this stuff on news and different things about the shootings. But the guy that they're saying has posted stuff for the last 4 years?
Mm-hmm. In El Paso,
like,
yeah.
Where are his parents? Who?
I asked the same question when I saw the video. I said, where is his father? Where is his mother? Why are they allowing it?
His fellow students went to the school authorities because they said that he had a list of people he was going to kill and women he was going to rape. They knew about this years ago in Ohio, and they did nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I think that's hard. So, sorry, let me just finish my thought process really fast. And so there's definitely YouTube and all this stuff. But one thing that no one has brought into the conversation, and I know this always is a little controversial, but is rap. And rap is a huge influence with teenage boys right now.
Particularly young black men. I would imagine.
No, not necessarily with everybody nowadays. The school that I teach at is pretty much like 50% Mexican, 50% Vietnamese.
Okay.
And they're all listening to it. And pretty much nowadays, you cannot watch a rap video without the rapper having a stack of money on the table, a gun in his hand, and smoking weed or smoking a joint. And so this is glamorized.
And in Rome and
Sorry,
Madrid,
Sean?
And Tokyo, they watch these same videos in Tokyo, in Singapore, in Madrid, in Frankfurt, United States.
But they don't have the accessibility to a semi-automatic rifle in those countries.
Well, I think the determining factor is the access to the guns, not the rap music, not the video.
Yeah, but the point that she's making is that although there is an access to guns, factor, Sean. It is a factor.
Right, and which one will be more amenable to control, the free flow of ideas or the free flow of weapons?
What about as well, which is mentioned in this? Hang on, because I don't have much time. Okay, but what about, I'll ask Molly about this one as well, because she's obviously a school teacher, she would be more familiar with this. And they talk about in the United States, the increase of the breakdown of the family, right? Now, I don't want to get too controversial about this, but okay. They talk about the fact that more young men now are coming out of single-parent families and broken homes, which in turn can cause mental health problems for teenagers and also economic disadvantage. And that,
absolutely,
that in turn can cause problems and have kids go wayward, so to speak. Do you think that's absolutely a problem?
Yes, yes, of course. There are a lot of children, like a lot of students that I have, parents are absent. They are working so much that they don't, I mean, it's become an issue at our school where if students misbehave, it's like, okay, I'm going to contact your parents. And the response is, go ahead, good luck. And it's kind of like there's absolutely no remorse, no, mm-hmm, they know they can't get a hold of their parents.
And
they
think in a society like that, that would be, there should be much greater restriction on access to firearms.
No, but I think what Molly is saying in general, and we've seen that here, Sean, in Ireland as well, where we see an increase in antisocial behaviour. Thankfully, no mass shootings. But, we, you know, Ireland has seen an increase. And by the way, I'm not having a pop at single parents, right, in case anyone thinks I am.
Right,
but
right.
But there's a huge increase in single parents, a huge increase in divorce and separation. And, you know, kids, right, you know, 16, 17 years of age, dad goes off and the kid only has one role model, not two. And that can be, yeah, a problem, Sean, in raising it.
This is global capitalism. The factors you're referring to are influencing in every industrial society facing those factors.
Yeah, and I think every industrial society has seen an increase in social problems.
The United States is the only one with this results in massacres. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you honestly think that gun control, and I'm not saying that I am for guns. I have never touched a gun in my life. I have never been around guns, nothing. So do you honestly think that gun control, completely banning guns in the country, are going to keep guns out of the hands of people that want them?
That's a false dilemma. Do you think that doing nothing about it will stop these things from happening?
Well, of course.
But I can only use Molly Ireland as an example. And yes, you are right. There are individuals in this country, you know, particular families who get their hands on guns and shoot each other. They tend not to shoot anybody else except each other. I think people can get their hands on guns, even if they are illegal, but certainly it makes it more difficult. I think the accessibility in America to a rifle, buying one in Walmart, for example, doesn't make the problem any easier.
I'd say it'd be a lot easier to restrict firearm access and restricting access to rap videos and video games.
It's true, but I feel very
strong. And the internet. You're never going to restrict internet access.
Well, that I totally agree with you. I cannot understand for the life of me why we would sell anything on the internet that has to do with ammunition or guns or anything. That should be completely banned. But I just feel strongly that if somebody wants to do damage, they're going to find a way to do it, whether with a gun or making a homemade bomb.
You can believe that, but the stats don't bear you out.
Yeah, but Sean, you've seen in London, for example, recently, the massive increase in knife violence. Now, if the UK had the same gun laws that America had, we would see an increase in shootings.
Yeah, but you don't see somebody in London knifing nine people, wounding a couple dozen others.
That's because it's more difficult to do, Sean.
In 30 seconds before cops put them down.
Yeah, but the American cops, in fairness to them, you know, they're there as quick as they possibly can. But you know as well as I do, you can shoot off how many rounds per minute and take out 30 or 40 people in seconds. If you've got a knife and you run on the rampage, the chances of you killing 40 people before you get pinned down by security or cops or something are lower.
Slim.
Yeah,
that's why it doesn't happen elsewhere.
Yeah. Sorry, Molly.
The thing is, every country is going to have their issue. Yeah, maybe London's not dealing with guns, but they might be dealing with bombs on the metro. They might be dealing with stabbings. They might be dealing with other things that don't necessarily exist in the United States. So damage can be done. Again, if somebody wants to do damage, they can do damage. Having gun laws isn't necessarily going to stop them. They're just going to go to the black market. They're going to go under.
I think it would make it more difficult for a 19-year-old to go out and get a semi-automatic rifle, particularly if he has parents who care, you know, if it's not available to him.
The argument is do nothing because it's not totally effective.
Well, I think it's worth trying, but you know what? It'll take a brave president to try it, and, you know, the only way they're going to do it is if it's a second term of office, maybe. I don't know.
because they've
nothing to lose.
The hard part about this argument is always that people just want to blame one thing, and it's just such a huge snowball. It could be their childhood. It could be being bullied.
Well,
that goes
again,
into
all
looking,
those factors
looking at rap stars.
There's 7 billion other people in the world. The only country where this happens on a regular basis is the United States. And it's the only country that has this ready, easy access
to guns,
to firearms in a rich country.
120 guns per 100 people. That's the simple factor.
So I'm going to disagree with you. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, Molly, you kind of disagree with the fact. 120 guns per 100 people. The next highest is Yemen with 58 guns per 100 people. America is rife with firearms.
It's true. But as an American, there are me and all of
why. I mean, why would you disagree with that, Molly? By your own admission, you said you've never touched a gun. You'd never want to own one.
Never.
Yeah, but so why would you disagree with a law that would ban them?
But that's what I'm saying is the entire social group that I grew up with has never owned or used a gun. So, yeah, you're talking about hillbillies and guys in Kentucky that have 3 or 4 shotguns and go, like, you know, that's...
And actually, I had grown up around guns. My father kept 2 handguns in the house. I have friends with rifles and shotgun. I fired a Glock. I fired an Uzi before. Fired a hunting rifle. I don't have a. I'm not afraid of guns. But if it comes down to what you want as a society. If you don't care about these massacres, the odds of you being personally involved are infinitesimally small. So it's fine. Who gives a fuck if somebody 20, 30 people get greased every now and then? It's not a big deal. Don't worry.
Okay, well, just finally, because John, who's living in Washington, he's still there, John. Sorry. Oh, he's gone.
A lot of accusations. You're kind of assuming that we don't care, and that's not the factor at all.
Actions speak louder than words. Actions speak much louder than words. There are no actions.
So you're just going to sit there. You just want to sit there and blame other people rather than going.
I want to blame the gun lobby. I want to blame politicians. That's why I'm blaming the Republican Party and the NRA. That's why I'm primarily blaming. Yes.
Okay. So how are you helping the guys that are doing these shootings? How are you helping them?
I'm not, because it doesn't really matter how sick they are if they can't or don't have access to these weapons. They'll be the same as the sick guy in Rome or the sick guy in Lisbon or the sick guy in Dublin who wants to go out and blow up a fucking school or shoot up a...
Watch the language, Sean. Watch the language. Okay, you know? But Sean, you know, there were sick guys in France on Bastille Day. They didn't have a gun, so what they do, they got into a truck and mowed down a load of people. Same in Barcelona. So if somebody wants to kill a lot of people, the point Molly's making is they probably do it anyway.
Yeah, but that gets to the disingenuous argument, because vans are kind of used for purposes other than killing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
The primary purpose is not to kill
people. No, but I'm just saying the point she's making, if somebody's that desperate to kill a lot of people at one time, they can do what they did in France and just drive a truck through them.
And yes.
Right. I mean, seriously, if somebody is that determined to do it, they could take a baseball bat into a child's school like Sandy Hook and go into one classroom and just smash everyone's head. If he really wanted to destroy, he would do it. That's the sad part. And for a while there, back in the Oklahoma bomber or whatever it was, people were making homemade bombs. That was a huge thing to now make a homemade bomb, and you can learn how to do it on the internet.
The statistics do not bear this out. The evidence is in. The statistics don't support your argument. It's not supportable.
But see, that's the difference between us. You just want to blame the government. And you and I both know that that is a machine that isn't going to change anytime soon. And I'm the one who's going after the students.
What about the fact that you're from California? I assume you didn't vote for Donald Trump.
Excuse me.
Hang on. I assume you didn't vote for Donald Trump, the fact you're from California.
Actually, I did.
Oh, you did?
You're a teacher. Okay. You're not a teacher of social studies by any chance, are you?
No, I'm not.
No, okay. Yeah, I was just wondering, which is the executive, legislative, or judicial branch that the NRA is an organ of? Maybe you could refresh my memory there. Since you're saying I'm just blaming the government, I did mention the NRA. Also, the Republican Party is actually technically not the government either. It's a political party. I'm not blaming the government. I'm blaming 2 organizations specifically, not the government.
Okay. And you're blaming Donald Trump.
You're bringing him up now to troll me. I'm not trolling you.
You text in, and that's why you came on tonight, because you said I avoided blaming him, because I wasn't blaming him. I was giving out about everybody else, you know, using the easy option today to blame Donald Trump. You said you did blame him.
For the last 20 minutes, we've been discussing the larger issue of gun violence in general in America.
Okay.
And I would not blame Donald Trump for that. That would be disingenuous. That's why I have not mentioned his name for 20 minutes till you just brought it up there. It has nothing to do with it.
Okay, listen, guys, I'm going to have to wrap it up and go light the mood here. Thank you very much indeed, Molly. Molly, enjoy the... Molly, how long are you over here for?
I'm leaving this Saturday, but I've been here since July 11th. I've been here for a month.
Okay, and how you?
I love this country. I want to move here.
A lot of people say they love America and they want to move there. You enjoyed your stay. No. Okay, if you were to go back to America and tell you and your friends say, "What's so great about Ireland?" What would you say to them?
Oh my gosh, the people,
the radio stations.
The Irish are so nice. They're so helpful. They're so genuine. They're just really nice people. They will go out of their way to help you, genuinely.
See, I say the same. I go to Florida every year, and I say the same about the people from the southern states of America. Not so much New Yorkers, by the way, but certainly the people from Florida. They'll go out of their way to make sure you have a good day.
That's true. Southern hospitality is amazing, but I'll tell you, the Irish, the honesty that is here.
It's called the Cade Me La Falcha. Have you ever heard of that? That's what they call it. It's Irish. It's an Irish thing, and they call it. It's called Cade Me La Falcha, which is what is it? 1,000 welcomes. Yeah,
It's so wonderful. The honesty. People are so honest here. They aren't constantly looking for ways to take advantage of you. Mm-hmm. And of course, just the countryside. Driving the countryside is amazing. However,
yep.
I will tell you, the R roads scare me to death.
By the way, has the cost of living here not scared you to death?
Sorry?
Has the cost of living here not scared you to death?
People always say that, but I don't see that it's more expensive. Of course, coming from California, like when I go to the store and buy food, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so cheap. Like, food is so
right.
cheap. It's crazy.
Yeah, but did you fill your car up with petrol recently?
Yes. Yes, I have. That is something that's a little
more expensive. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Molly, enjoy. Have a safe journey home, okay? And I'm sure we'll see you again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.